And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli strike killed one of Hezbollah's top commanders in South Lebanon on Wednesday, prompting response rocket fire by the Iran-backed group into Israel as their dangerously poised conflict rumbled on. The Israeli military said it had struck and eliminated Hezbollah's Mohammed Nasser, calling him commander of a unit responsible for firing from southwestern Lebanon at Israel. Lebanese farmers say they fear their fields are no longer safe and have been poisoned by what they believe is Israel's unlawful use of white phosphorus during shelling. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
White phosphorus munitions are a chemical weapon and can be used in war to make smoke screens, mark targets, or burn buildings. However, international conventions prohibit their use against military targets located among civilians. Lebanon is a party to those international protocols, while Israel is not. In June, Human Rights Watch said it had verified the use of white phosphorus in at least 17 municipalities in southern Lebanon since October, including some unlawfully overpopulated residential areas. The Israeli military told Reuters, quote, uses only lawful means of warfare.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Waves crashed into the shoreline in Kingston, Jamaica on Wednesday as the center of Hurricane Beryl churned toward the island on Wednesday after uprooting trees, ripping off roofs, and destroying farms as it forged a destructive, water-soaked path across smaller islands in the Caribbean. The death toll from the powerful Category 4 hurricane increased to at least 7, but it's widely expected to rise as communications come back.